It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Bo Mathewson about winter grazing.
Winter grazing of stockpiled forages can be a valuable part of cow-calf enterprise. Proper dormant season grazing follows sound range management practices and herd management protocols. First, you should have a good idea of levels of forage to be grazed. These values can be ascertained from samples sent to a lab or from a qualified forage specialist. The crude protein values, coupled with the known cattle nutrition requirements, will let you know what, if any, supplemental feeds will need to be provided. It should also be noted that cattle should not be turned out onto winter pasture until at least 1 week after the first hard freeze. Body condition scoring is of utmost importance when winter grazing. Cattle should not be allowed to decrease in body condition score on winter range. Extended periods of cold may necessitate supplemental feeds. A salt mineral program are also important during winter grazing. Pasture that has been given a full growing season rest makes for the best winter grazing. Generally, you should not remove more than 40% of the standing herbage. This will ensure you have adequate ground cover for the growing season. Finally, keep an eye on the weather and make sure your cattle can be put in a windbreak or corral in case of a blizzard. Following these tips can help make sure you and your cattle and your pastures have a good winter grazing season. If you'd like more information, please contact your local extension office or visit the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition website.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.